Walter Hendrick, 22, left in charge of his two little brothers, does chores around their Boston home while the children play. Suddenly, a gunshot. Hendrick finds his gun on the floor, 12-year-old Savion with a gunshot to the chest. Savion rushed to the hospital, but dies.
Nancy, Hendrick's gun, a semi-automatic pistol, was kept in a fanny pack. It's unclear what led up to the shooting or who was behind the trigger, and police will continue investigating before bringing charges if necessary. Savion's family, who are raising funds to move out of the home, say he loved basketball, loved video games, loved bikes, and he looked forward to trick-or-treating every year with all of his cousins. He was an outstanding young man by many standards.
Hendrick's pleading not guilty to multiple gun charges. Damian Romalo heads to his neighbor's home, but he doesn't need a cup of sugar. He breaks in while the neighbor's out, steals $10,000 worth of birds. Romalo makes two trips to steal 30 cockatoos, 20 pigeons, 15 canaries, 4 parakeets, totaling 69 birds. Another neighbor notices Romalo dumping the birds in a trash can and calls Florida cops. They arrest Romalo on larceny, burglary, and animal cruelty. More Crime and Justice news after this. Now with the latest Crime and Justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
A homicide suspect who used bed sheets to escape a northern Pennsylvania jail has been apprehended. Police say he appeared filthy, wet, and worn out from having lived in the wilderness to avoid detection. Here's Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
According to investigators, 34-year-old Michael Burham escaped the Warren County Jail in the late evening hours of July 6th by scaling exercise equipment, breaking a window, and scaling down a rope made from jail bedding. Officials have revealed that a tip about a person who appeared suspicious led to his discovery. Burham had been behind bars on $1 million bail after being charged with kidnapping, burglary, and other offenses. After his escape, authorities issued a warning that he was regarded as armed and dangerous. 9 days after Burham's escape, detectives received a tip regarding his whereabouts. Burham ran into state troopers and made an attempt to hide, but officers came at him from behind, and Burham, who was wearing inside-out jail-issued pants, was immediately taken into custody. Authorities say that Burham had military reserve training and had taught himself how to survive. Before being apprehended, law enforcement officials discovered, quote, small stockpiles or campsites thought to be connected to him.
Up to $22,000 in reward money had been offered as more than 200 state, federal, and local law enforcement personnel searched for Burham. Now to New Hampshire, as authorities say a 52-year-old man has been detained in connection with the beating death of a 79-year-old man in the parking lot of a Walmart in a southeastern portion of the state. After responding to a report, Somersworth police say they have arrested a local man named Brian Roberge. They discovered Center Ossipee resident Jan Van Tassel there, unconscious and suffering from facial and head injuries. First responders reported that the victim was dead. According to police, Roberge repeatedly struck Van Tassel in the head and face before killing him. Roberge is charged with second-degree murder. Now to Ohio, where authorities say a man has been found guilty in the cold case slayings of two women in the 1990s after DNA evidence tied the man to the crimes. Once again, Crime Online's Sydney Sumner.
Robert Edwards has been found guilty by a Franklin County jury of killing Michelle Dawson Pass in 1996 and raping and killing Alma Renee Lake in 1991, both incidents occurring in the Columbus region. According to our friends at the Columbus Dispatch newspaper, a suspect was not identified until DNA from a relative became available, and the state attorney general's office informed county prosecutors in 2021 that Edwards might be a suspect. Prosecutors were not able to link the deaths until 2003 using DNA evidence. Jurors convicted 68-year-old Edwards of murder in the case of then 30-year-old Lake and of aggravated murder, murder, and rape in the case of 36-year-old Dawson Pass. He was acquitted of aggravated murder in Lake's case. Prosecutors contend that the defendant also raped Lake but did not charge him with that crime because of a 30-year statute of limitations. Defense lawyers claim that the DNA evidence provided by prosecutors and their claims that he had sex with both women and that their bodies were discovered close to where he lived in each case were insufficient to establish that the victims were murdered.
Edwards is scheduled for sentencing August 9th when he'll face a mandatory life sentence.
After her brother passes away, Fauna Frey makes a road trip from Dexter to Grants Pass, Oregon to drop off his belongings to his best friend. She books a hotel at Grants Pass after meeting with the friend and calls her dad, who says she sounds distraught, disoriented on the phone. The next day, Frey purchases camping gear and reserves another room at an inn near Valley of the Rogue State Park. She never checks in. 2 months later, Frey's car found abandoned more than an hour away near Mount Reuben. Frey has never been heard from again. Now missing over 3 years. If you have info on Fauna Frey's disappearance, contact Josephine County Sheriff's 541-474-5117. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.